the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing some praises to our awesome God.
And I am happy because when I am weak, then I am truly strong.
I've been shipwrecked,
been in prison,
I keep walking, and I keep talking.
I've been beaten,
hit with stones,
but I keep walking,
and I keep walking,
and I keep talking,
and I keep talking.
I've been hungry,
and I've been thirsty,
but I keep walking,
and I keep walking,
and I keep talking.
How
God is great,
and I am small.
Jesus is Lord.
My name is Paul.
I've been in rivers.
Been with robbers.
But I keep walking.
And I keep talking.
And I keep talking. I've been cold.
Without clothes.
But I keep walking.
And I keep
And I keep talking.
I've worked hard.
Without sleep.
But I keep walking.
And I keep talking.
How God is great.
And I am small.
Jesus is Lord.
My name is Paul.
Jesus is Lord.
My name is Paul.
And
I am happy because when I am weak, then I am truly strong.
Thank you. In the beginning, the earth was empty. Darkness covered everything. But God was there, and He had a plan. Let there be light, He said. And suddenly, golden light shone all around. God called it day. He called the darkness night. And with the light and the darkness, the first day passed. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a great space." So the space was formed, deep and high. God called the space sky. God made rivers and seas on the third day. He formed the mountains and deserts, the islands and beaches. He planted tall trees, swaying grasses, and flowers of every color. When the fourth day came, God put lights in the sky, the fiery sun for daytime, the sparkling moon and dancing stars for night. On the fifth day, fishes of all shapes and sizes. He made the birds to glide across the sky. God made animals on the sixth day, furry animals, scaly animals, smooth, sleek animals. And on that day, God made man. When he was finished, God saw that everything he made was very good. And on the seventh day, he rested.
I just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Five 500 years before Christ, Zechariah the prophet prophesied,
"Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a colt."
The master is going to Jerusalem today. Shall we all go? I'm going.
Of course, why not?
Why so? We have much work to do.
You wouldn't miss seeing Jesus crowned king, would you?
You're sure that he will be?
Positive.
He said so?
Not in so many words, no. But I think he will be. Jesus, this day, will be crowned king. King of Israel. Did you ever see so many people?
It's the largest crowd that has followed the master, and rightly so. Is he not followed by the people who were at Bethany and many others who are on their way to the Passover? New life and joy seem to animate them, too.
The master is stopping.
James, John.
He's calling James and John.
"Go into the village of Bethphage, and ye shall find a donkey and her colt with her. Loose them and bring them hither unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, 'The Lord hath need of them.'" and he will let you have them.
Now I know the master intends to enter Jerusalem and be crowned king. It is an Israelite custom for a new king to ride to the coronation on a beast never before ridden by man. Hosanna to the Son of David!
Hosanna to the Son of David!
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord!
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord!
Do something to stop this demonstration.
But what?
Well, we've tried with all the authority we have to silence the people. It has only increased their enthusiasm.
By sheer numbers, they could make Jesus king. Now, oh, if only
Hosanna
they could...
Hosanna to the new king of Israel!
Hosanna to the new king
of the people
Israel.
Have lost their heads over this
no,
man.
No, I think not. Were I one of them, I would do exactly as they are. Look, tell me, who was leading the animal upon which Jesus rode?
Lazarus.
He was raised from the dead by Jesus. Do you blame him for his enthusiasm? No. Who are those leading the way? I'll tell you. Those are the blind, made to see by a miracle of Jesus. You cannot blame them for leading the way with shouts of praise. And the dumb, who are made to talk, they sing the praise of Jesus the loudest. The cripples whom Jesus healed are the most active in breaking the palm branches and waving them before Jesus. Were I they, I would do the same, and so would you.
You seem to forget. We have got to stop them. And I have an idea how it can be done. Follow me.
Where to?
Just follow me and keep quiet. I will do the talking. Master, rebuke thy disciples. There is much noise. Such noisy demonstrations are unlawful and will not be permitted by the Roman authorities. We will be cast into prison.
I tell you, if the people should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
Huh?
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Behold, thy king cometh unto thee.
Behold, thy king cometh unto thee.
He is just and having salvation, lowly riding upon a colt.
He is just and having salvation, lowly riding upon a colt.
Rulers of Jerusalem, what is the cause of this tumultuous rejoicing, and who is this man?
Were Adam here, he would tell you, it is the seed of the woman that shall bruise the serpent's head.
Abraham would say it is Melchizedek of Salem, king of peace.
And Jacob would answer, his Shiloh of the tribe of Judah.
Isaiah described him as Emmanuel, wonderful, counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Jeremiah would tell you, he is the branch of David, the Lord our righteousness.
Daniel prophesied of him as the Messiah.
Hosea says that he is the Lord of hosts, the Lord is his memorial.
John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
The Prince of Darkness, Satan himself, acknowledges him, saying, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.
The great Jehovah proclaimed him from his throne, this is my beloved Son.
And we disciples declare, this is Jesus, the Messiah, the Prince of Life, the Redeemer of the world.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
The animals came a-walking, a-walking, a-walking. The animals came a-walking to the ark that Noah made. The kitty cats came a-walking, a-walking, a-walking. elephants came a-walking, a-walking, a-walking. The elephants came a-walking to the ark that Noah made. The crocodiles came a-crawling, a-crawling, a-crawling. The crocodiles came a-crawling to the ark that Noah made. The kangaroos came a-hopping, a-hopping, a-hopping. The kangaroos came a-hopping to the ark that Noah made. And the monkeys came a-swinging, a-swinging, a-swinging. And the monkeys came a-swinging to the ark that Noah made. The puppy dogs came a-walking,
okay, everybody, it's time for our kids' Bible club meeting to begin.
Hey, Pastor Perez, I've got a question.
Sure, Sam, what's on your mind?
Well, you told us to find interesting texts in the Bible and learn something from them, right?
Right.
So, I was reading in the Psalms, and I found something that I don't understand. It's Psalm 113, verse 7. Here's what it says. God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. I gotta say, Pastor Perez, we've got a lot of poor people in our town, and they've been poor for a long time. I don't see God doing anything for them.
Good point, Sam, but God doesn't just pick someone up and plunk him or her down in a fine house with a new car and a driveway. Instead, he teaches everyone through his word how to live a healthy, honest, and hardworking life. Someone who is strong and healthy, who doesn't lie, and is willing to work hard, will more than likely find opportunities to climb out of poverty.
But what about those people who lost their jobs? Like my dad, he's healthy, honest, and willing to work, but he can't earn any money.
Yes, Sam, I heard about that. I'm so sorry. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. That's when God needs us to help.
Us?
Yeah, you and me. we can encourage those who are struggling. As a church and as a community, we can look for ways to help them, like making sure they have enough food to eat or a safe place to live, and we can let them know that we still value them as people. For some, that's as important as finding a job.
Thanks, Pastor Perez. When I get home, I'm going to tell my dad that he's a great dad, and I'm proud of him, even though he lost his job.
Sam, that will certainly raise him from the dust.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Johnny learned a lesson. Stephen was asleep. He was having an afternoon nap. Ruth was asleep too. She was having her nap. But she soon wakened and went outdoors. She went to the sandbox. She played in the sand for a while with her little blue pail. Johnny was having his nap too, and June was having her nap. Johnny soon wakened. He ran outdoors. He ran across the street. He ran to the sandbox. "I am going to play with you," he told Ruth. "Mother said I could." So Johnny and Ruth made roads in the sand. They made big piles of sand in a corner of the box. After a while, Johnny said, "I don't like to make piles of sand. I don't like to make roads in the sand." "But I like to do it," said Ruth. Johnny looked all around. He saw the birds playing in the bird bath. He saw the little birds drinking the water in the bird bath. He heard the little birds singing. "I like to make the birds fly," he said. "My new mama says we must not make birds fly," Ruth told him. "Fraidy, Fraidy," teased Johnny. He ran to the bird bath. Then Ruth ran to the birdbath to see what Johnny was going to do. The little birds flew up into the trees. They did not sing. "Let's put sand in the birdbath," said Johnny. So Johnny and Ruth carried pailfuls of sand and filled the birdbath with sand. They did not see Daddy standing in the garage door. They did not see Daddy watching them. Then Daddy came over to them. "Johnny," said Daddy, "didn't you know that the birds need water to drink when it is so warm?" Johnny did not answer. "Didn't you know that the birds need to bathe in the water when it is so warm?" he asked. Still Johnny did not answer. "Ruth, do you like to drink water when it is so warm?" he asked. "Yes, Daddy." "The little birds like to drink water, too. Do you know that they cannot get a drink when the bird bath is full of sand?" "Yes, Daddy," answered Ruth. "And do you remember I told you not to put sand in the bird bath?" asked Daddy. Ruth nodded her head. Johnny slowly nodded his head also. "Now you must carry all this sand back to the sandbox," Daddy told them. He filled Johnny's little pail with sand. He filled Ruth's little pail with sand. Ever so many times he filled the little pails with sand they had put in the bird bath. Ever so many times Ruth and Johnny emptied the sand in the sandbox. It seemed much harder work than filling the bird bath with sand had been. Then Daddy filled the bird bath with water. The little birds came back. They drank the water. They played in the water. They sat on the edge of the bird bath and sang. Daddy and Ruth and Johnny watched the little birds drinking and singing. "They are singing, 'Thank you for the water.' Do you know that Jesus wants us to be kind to the little birds? They are his little birds," said Daddy. "Are they really Jesus' little birds?" asked Ruth. "They really are Jesus' little birds, just as you are my little girl now," Daddy told her. "Then I will not put sand in the bird bath again," Daddy promised Ruth. "I will not put sand in the bird bath again either," said Johnny. "I will help you put water in the bird bath for them. I did not know they are Jesus' little birds."
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.